irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station. Happy day, everyone. Hope you're all well, and as we zoom on in to another great weekend, I've got lots of people emailing me about some of the things going on in their lives. So what I thought I'd do today is dedicate some of that time to answer some of your dilemmas, issues, questions, things like that. So I'm going to give you some suggestions today as to some of the things that create healthier thinking, relationships, behaviors, stuff like that. So you and I don't have a relationship. As a therapist to you out there, honestly, I'm just giving ideas, suggestions, you know, based on a lot of other concepts, orientations that do work for people and have worked in the past for people. So I do get a lot of emails at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com if you'd like to email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And what I do is I just sort of go through them and I try to find questions that can appeal to a lot of listeners out there. Some of the most common questions, in other words, that I receive from everyone. So what I do is compile them and then hopefully I will be able to answer some of your questions that you have, even though you didn't contact me or write me. Some of the, you know, things you ponder about your life or relationships or how to solve certain issues going on. So if you'd like to email me, yeah, go for it. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. Questions, comments, ideas, need some suggestions with a moral dilemma, things like that. I'll be happy to help you out. So I want to give a shout out to my sponsors today. Amazing company. Love the people associated with it. Loving, kind people. And today's show is sponsored by Universal Consciousness 1111. And I'm going to tell you more about their company and a little bit about what they can give you to raise your vibration. A lot of happy people there, very positive thinkers. And they talk about a lot of the things that I always talk about in terms of, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, only they're on more of a, you know, mindfulness spiritual level. Which is awesome with me. Whatever works to make people feel good without harming anyone else. What makes you feel good, as long as you're kind, loving, and going within to take care of yourself. And that's what I always say. Take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works in the world, you know? All right. So let's just jump into this, because I have quite a few emails that I'd like to answer. And if you have a question or comment, you can also, you know, give me a shout if you'd like live, if you're brave and you want to get your voice on the air. The number here in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Or not, you can, you know, just keep it on the down low and email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. So here we go. Let's start out. And this is from Allie. Hey, Allie, thank you for emailing me. I appreciate it, honey. She says, hey, help me save my relationship. Exclamation points. My husband and I have been together for 5 years, and all was great with us during the first 3.5 or so, but things seem to be getting worse. We argue a lot. We're having less sex, are having financial problems, and we just get into stupid arguments to where we are at each other's throat all the time. Sometimes I dread coming home from work because I know that he's going to be in a bad mood from his work. Oh, boy. And then we will get back into arguing. So help me save my relationship. Well, I'll tell you what. I can't save you, and I'm not your therapist, Allie, but I love you, and I thank you for emailing me. So what I can do is give you some ideas, about working through a relationship, things that can sort of save a relationship if you really work on them. And I always suggest to people who email me or call me to, if they'd like to really explore further about what's going on with them, really reach out to, you know, a therapist through your insurance company, or you can always go online and find a lot of people. A great tool that I suggest people use, I'm doing a little plug here for you guys, is psychologytoday.com. Psychologytoday.com. All over the country. And so anyway, if you need really some more serious help and information, I really suggest you get out there and get help with someone who specializes in what, you know, kind of issue you want to work on. So, okay, Allie, here we go, girl. I assume it's a girl. I don't know. But anyway, Allie says, help. Got to save my relationship. So I'm going to touch on some of the things that you shared with me. About arguing a lot and having less sex and financial issues and all that. So, you know, honest, Allie, it's really rare that a couple doesn't run into a few bumps in the road. You know? So even though every relationship has its ups and downs, you know, people who are really successful, who I work with in my practice, they kind of learn how to manage the bumps by knowing and getting a feel for what could be issues and some of the most common issues that come up, and you actually nailed them, you know. So arguing about stuff, and one of the biggies that I work on with people is communication issues, trying to understand what the other person is saying, because most relationship problems come from poor communication. You know, you can't communicate while you're zoning out or you're watching TV, you're on the internet, going through your phone. You cannot communicate. Or you're all worried and defocused. You have to really make time for each other. And you have to learn how to talk to each other kindly. You have to use those I statements. I care for you. I love you. I'm feeling a little hurt because no criticism. Got to back off on that, because that's really the thing that just triggers communication problems. You are an asshole. You do this to me all the time. No. You've got to approach it differently, and you have to learn how to communicate in a very positive, problem-solving way. You know, not accusatory, not condemning. You've got to ask a person what's going on with them. I'm just kind of wondering why you seem to be angry with me. Is there something that I'm doing? It's not a contest. Relationships are not a contest. So sometimes you have to actually make an appointment with each other. Because Allie, I know that sounds weird, but from what I get here, while I'm reading your email, is that... you're busy, you're working, and your husband's working, so you got to make an appointment sometimes. I mean, it sounds really crazy, but you got to put the cell phones on vibrate, get everybody out of the way. I don't know if you have kids, put the kids to bed, get a babysitter. What you've got to do is just make some time together, whether it's on a date, going for a walk, getting out in nature, just getting away from everybody and really focusing on each other and finding out what you each other need and some of the things that are going on that are hurting you. But you have to learn how to speak lovingly. So you use those I statements, you reflect back to the other person what they're saying so you can understand them. In other words, so what I'm getting from you is you're saying that I really don't spend enough time balancing the checkbook, and you'd really appreciate it because you're getting scared, right? Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Okay, so reflecting back, no you statements or condemnation. No name calling. Relationships are not a contest.
Well, I did this for you. You don't appreciate me. Well, I did this. But
it's always turning into a contest, and it gets to be kind of a drag. You know, might as well go play a video game and do really well and ace somebody out and win the game or not. But anyway, so I guess what I'm saying is you've really got to work on your communication, you guys. So, yeah, go to a communication specialist maybe, because they can sort of mediate and also tell you how to understand and talk to each other better. So let's address the sex thing. Okay, you said we're not having much sex. Well, that sometimes is what happens when we're really busy and we're fatigued. And if you guys have kids, again, I don't know. You didn't mention that, but, you know, sex lives go down the tube sometimes. So, you know, it just, you really have to make time. Like I said earlier, you know, make a date. Take time to, on a weekly basis, at least. Come on now. Take time for each other and be together. And, you know, sex is great because it brings us closer together and it releases hormones. It helps our bodies, both mentally and physically. And it kind of keeps the chemistry of a healthy couple healthier. So you got to plan this stuff. Make an appointment. It's not like a business appointment because it feels weird. Oh, boy, now's the time we have to have sex. Okay. Well, guys are better at that. But sometimes with women, you know, you got to get in the mood. Got to make it work. But, you know, on the other hand, there are couples I see who put sex on the calendar. Kind of increases the anticipation. So you can kind of prepare and chill out for the week. Sunday the day? I don't know. But, you know, it's also good sometimes to learn what truly turns you on and your partner. Both of you should come up with a personal sexy list. Sexy list. You know what I'm saying? Saying, oh, I didn't know you liked that. I mean, I see people who've been together for a long time and they still are really uncomfortable with telling each other what they want in bed. It's like, really? Come on now. So, you know, you just have to, like, take time for each other. And don't, you know, this is so important for your health. It's connecting. So you really have to sort of put this down on the calendar. And again, if your sexual relationships are really problematic, then, you know, consult a qualified sex therapist. They're good. Yeah. You know, whatever. And you can talk about it. Money. Let's talk about the big M. Financial issues. You know. And by the way, what I'm hearing from a lot of people, before they even get married, a lot of money problems started before the wedding vows are exchanged. You know. You've got to really talk about what you're willing to do, because finances is huge. You've got to agree on expenses. You've got to keep to a budget if you both are working hard. If you have kids, of course, you've got to make sure everybody's managed and, you know, in a comfortable position. And I'm not talking about wealthy families. I'm saying it's just very difficult to try to keep things together these days financially. If you both are working, that means, you know, you've got a lot going on. So you just have to sit down and look at the bank statements, find out what's coming in and out, who's responsible for what. You know, one of the spouses might be the bank, or bookkeeper rather. Yeah, a lot of people do this. I'm going to be the bookkeeper, and then we're going to sit down once a week and go over the expenses, input versus output, how we're going to manage this. Ooh, where are we at? Are we in the black or the red? That kind of thing. So really just sit down and work it out. And if it's really bad and you have a lot of credit, a lot of debt, whatever you may have, sit down with a credit counselor and have them help you. It's always good to do that. And all the other little stuff that you were talking about, Allie, the little goofy arguments, they usually stem from feeling overwhelmed, fatigue, too much work, not enough money, not enough communication. You've got to slow down, and you've got to really focus on taking care of your relationship. Yes, working is extremely important, but you've got to plan things together. So when you're doing these kinds of things, going out, planning finances, planning sex, planning sitting down and talking, then you feel like you've got a partner in real life. You're not out there flailing, being exhausted all the time, just trying to get to sleep so you can get up in the morning. And then on the weekends, you're doing chores. And chores, by the way, home chores, it's a biggie. It sounds really dumb, but you have to be really organized and clear about your respective jobs in the home. It's still old school. I'm sorry, but a lot of women pick up the household stuff. They just do it. It's just the way it is, especially when there's kids. So that's fine sometimes, but you both have to work it out and make it even, because there's a lot of resentment that builds up when one of the partners is doing most of all the housework and working, and if you have kids too. So you guys have to negotiate. I don't care how yucky it is. You know, I really hate vacuuming. Sure, my husband does it. Or the occasional housekeeper who I love, who can come in, give me her time. You know, you just have to work this out. And if you can't afford someone, that's great. Trade it off. And don't get so OCD about, oh my God, this house has to be perfect. Yeah, just make it comfortable to live in for you. Both agree on it. All right. And you have to make your relationship a priority, to sum it all up, Allie. This is basically what I'm saying. You know, if you want to keep your love life going, making your relationship a focal point should not end when you say, I do. Make it a priority. Do the things you used to do when you were first dating. Show appreciation. Compliment each other. Contact each other throughout the day. Drop some of those little positive lovey-dovey things, honey. Plan date nights. Schedule time together for sex, for talking, for all that good stuff. Be polite. Say, I thank you. I appreciate you. Let them know they matter. Let them know you're still attracted to them. Please. It's really important. You know, this thing can just fall down, especially we just kind of lose a sense of that sometimes when we've been together a while. So there you go. Those are just some ideas, Allie, and I hope that, you know, you can replay this show. It'll be available up in the archives. When I get off the air, you can replay it, or all the information that I've been talking about will be up probably tomorrow or Sunday. So, yeah, so you can just sort of see and get a good idea of what I'm talking about. And I thank you so much for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, Allie. And again, if you guys are having some serious problems, do consult. Make an appointment with a relationship expert. That would be great. I think that would be awesome for you guys. Really would. All right, this is Dr. Michelle here, and you're on the couch with me here on LA Talk Radio. And I want you to know that today's show is sponsored by Universal Consciousness 1111. Great people. It's the networking collective which unites like-minded people through their international events for the unification of mind, body, and spirit. Their events feature inspirational authors, motivational speakers, Zen, yoga, Tai Chi masters, high-frequency music, and other uplifting influencers to help you raise your vibration and to attract the joy and peacefulness you desire in your life. So for the next event in your area, you can log on to Universal Consciousness 1111. Also, check out their sacred geometry line of beautifully designed sports and casual clothing. And in their words, wear your high vibration. Really beautiful stuff. I love to wear their sacred G t-shirts sometimes with a nice jacket, because they look really really dressy sometimes and upscale. And they're also casual ones too. Universal Consciousness 1111. Thank you guys for being sponsors. Really appreciate it today. All right, we're moving on with some of the emails I got on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And, okay. All right, we're going to move on. Here's a good one. I like this one. So this says Josh. Josh says, I'm looking for that special person in my life. I've been in and out of relationships for a while, and I'm tired of not finding the right person. I've been on a lot of dates, but there's no one in the last year who's really given me that special spark. I feel that if I don't feel an instant attraction to somebody, it's not a relationship worth pursuing. Why push it with someone if I don't feel that special feeling? Some of my friends tell me that I'm asking for the impossible. And then I have to give some women time to decide if they are special for me. What do you think about this? I think you should listen to your friends. Next question. Thank you so much, Josh, for emailing. No, I'm kidding. No, really, though, they do have a point. Here's the deal. This is kind of an important myth to dispel. I mean, I've heard some people say, love at first sight. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's awesome. Yeah. It's kind of rare, though. I mean, that love at first sight thing that I hear usually is based on total attraction. He is smoking hot. I love him. He's going to be my man. Or vice versa. She is beautiful. I want to hook up with her. I want to spend the rest of my life. Especially like you, Josh, kind of if you have a history of making wrong choices with people. What I have found is instant sexual attraction and lasting love do not necessarily go hand in hand. See, because emotions can change and deepen over time. Friends sometimes can become lovers. Have you heard that a lot? I'm sure you have, Josh. I'm sure you have, you guys out there. And if you give those relationships a chance to develop, wow! Because sometimes friends or sometimes people who you are sort of attracted to, you got to be sort of attracted to someone. I mean, you can't be, you know, turned off by someone physically and go, yeah, but I really want a relationship, so I'm going to really try hard to be attracted to this person. That's not going to work. You got to be sort of attracted to somebody. I mean, they don't have to be the most beautiful, awesome, sexiest, hottest person in the world. Well, they could be. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is you really have to be attracted to someone somewhat and then get to know them. And again, friends can turn into amazing lover relationships because there's not that, sometimes there's sexual tension, but I mean, there's that feeling safe with someone. And that's what we have to do in order to form a relationship. So when you're first meeting someone, you're not looking for that spark. We've been communicating. We finally got a match. We've been texting forever, and we now are talking on the phone, and now we're going to meet up for the first time. And I walked into the room and I saw her and she's okay, but there wasn't that spark. Okay. Give her a break. Give her some props here. You got to take your time with these things. I don't know what you define as a spark, but I do know what you're saying about, you know, this undefinable chemistry that happens with people. Yeah. There's just something about people sometimes that you can't put your finger on, but there's a chemistry thing going on. That's magical. That's great. But don't base it on looks. Okay? The spark. It takes a while to develop relationships is what I'm saying, Josh. So you got to chill out a little bit on that. Take your time. Get to know someone. Find out how they communicate. Find out what their moral compass is like. Find out about their history. Do they have commitment issues? Red flag. Did they come from a somewhat decent family? Do they have some unresolved issues? But are they pretty most cleaned up about a lot of their stuff? I mean, you have to assess all of these things. In essence, Josh, get a little more mature about waiting for the fireworks and the spark. I don't mean to be a downer. I'm not saying that. I mean, there are such things, but you know, be aware that it's not full on sexual attraction. You got to kind of know the difference sometimes. Yeah. Okay. So, oh, by the way, some of the other myths I want to dispel, you know, I can't find a relationship because I can't find that spark, that magic. some of the other myths that I hear from people is that I'll be able to change the things I don't like about someone. You can't change anyone. People change only when they want to change. If there's biggies that you don't like about someone and you're going out with them, you're very attracted to them. Sex is good. But if there's some things that are sort of on the borderline of deal breakers for you, you can't change them. People usually have their own personality styles, preferences, ways of expressing their emotion. We can mediate. We can say, this is what I'd really like in terms of how you speak to me, or I wish we could do these things together and have more interest. You can chat and express your needs, but you can't change anyone per se. So don't ever think you'll be able to change the things you don't like about someone. That's a huge myth to dispel. And another one too, which just kind of, I don't know, I just sort of jumped off in my head when I read this email you sent, Josh, is I can only be happy and fulfilled if I'm in a relationship. Or it's better to have a bad relationship than no relationship. You know, I hear so many people these days come in to see me and they say, you know, I'm getting older and, you know, I've been in long-term relationships and they haven't worked out, or I got dumped and I gave a lot of my time when I was in my 20s. You know, to this one person, and then they changed and I changed, and oh my God, my body clock's running out, or I'm getting old and I've just got to find someone. So if there's, you know, one thing I don't want you to do is just grab someone just because all your friends are with someone, or they're getting married, or they're having children, and oh my, don't do that. You've got to take care of you and figure out what's right for you. Because chances are, if you just jump into a relationship just to have one, you're not going to be happy. You've got to take time and get to know someone so you can really cherish that person, understand them. There'll always be issues, but you got to take your time and not just say, I've got to have a relationship in order to be happy. That's totally the opposite. You've got to be happy about who you are first. Before you have a relationship, you don't use other people to fill you up. Okay? That's just what I've learned. And that's what I've seen for years. And despite the stigma in some social circles that, you know, says it's important not to enter a relationship just to fit in. Being alone and being lonely are not the same thing. Nothing is as unhealthy as being in a bad relationship. And when you're alone, sometimes you really discover who you are. You date people, you take your time, you do things for you, whatever they may be. Get some sports. Find a hobby. We're going to be talking about that too in a little bit. But find things that bring you joy. Don't fill yourself up with other people. You don't have to have someone complimenting you constantly. You need to compliment you and take care of you. Okay, so just a little heads up there. And I thank you so much, Josh, for emailing me. Yeah, you keep looking for that special person, but don't... Yeah, cool, look for that spark, but don't use sexual attraction to define a meaningful relationship. I mean, yeah, it's a big part of it. You've got to be attracted, like I said, to someone, but that, you know, kind of fizzles out after a while. You know that, right? Come on. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me today here on LA Talk Radio. And what I'm doing is I'm answering your questions, listeners' questions, from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys, for reaching out and asking questions. And we don't have a therapeutic relationship. I'm just giving you ideas and suggestions. You know, I'm just throwing things out there, which are based on studies, based on my experience, based on what we know about healthy relationships and healthy ways to behave and think and feel. I'm not telling you what to do, just giving you some ideas about things like that. All right? So let's rock it. Let's go here. All right, we're gonna talk about this is interesting. I like this one. I really like this one. This is from Vic. And it's about assertiveness. So Vic writes, "Hey, Doc, one thing that's difficult for me in a relationship is hanging on to myself. It seems that once I get close to someone, lover, friend, roommate, I give in and accommodate so much that there's nothing left of me. I think it's because I was raised by parents who never let me speak my feelings. Everything in my home was strict, like kids should be little soldiers. I felt like we were seen and not heard. I was always obedient and good, and that way I would be rewarded rather than punished. I'm a people pleaser, but I'm a pissed guy." Ah, okay. Sorry about that. "How do I get help?" I really get what you're saying about, you know, you have a hard time hanging on to yourself in a relationship because, you know, a lot of people need to learn assertiveness skills, reaching out. And, you know, sometimes people confuse assertiveness with aggressiveness. Both types of behavior kind of involve standing up for your rights and needs and, you know, kind of expressing yourself. But the key difference between the two styles, as you probably know, Vic, is that individuals kind of behaving assertively will express themselves in ways that respect the other person. Right? Sort of like a win-win. You're speaking up for yourself, but you're also respecting the other person the way that you're speaking. And you know, in contrast, folks behaving aggressively will tend to employ the tactics that are disrespectful. You've been with people like that before. You know people like that, right? They're manipulative, they're demeaning, they're abusive. They make negative assumptions about the motives of others. And so a lot of people who are aggressive, they kind of think in retaliatory terms. They don't even have the ability to think of the other person's point of view. Empathy, what a concept. They want to win at the expense of everybody else, and they want to create unnecessary conflict. So that's aggressiveness. They want to win. I'm right. You don't have to be like that. And I know maybe it sounds like that is what you grew up with. You had a strict environment, and you had to be, as you put in your words, you had to act like a little soldier in your home. Yipes! Tough. And I'm so sorry. But as we get older, we have to find our way and not give ourselves away or hang on. You know, you have a hard time hanging on to yourself. We can't always be people pleasers just to avoid conflict, because we're always going to have conflict. But we always have our own needs. You know, and if things aren't comfortable for you in a certain situation, you need to speak up for it. But you have to be careful about doing it. And that's why people, you know, like me, have worked on assertiveness training for a long time to teach people, you know, the appropriate ways of standing up for yourself. So the first step in becoming more assertive is to really take an honest look at yourself and your responses. So do you have a hard time accepting constructive criticism? And let me ask you this one. Do you find yourself saying yes to a lot of requests that you really should say no to because you don't want to disappoint people? Are you checking that box? Mm-hmm. Do you have a hard time voicing a difference of opinion with other people? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people tend to feel alienated by the way you communicate to them when you do disagree with them? Because, again, sometimes people don't get the assertiveness thing. They think they have to really be aggressive in order to get their point across because that's the way they were raised. Or they're just darn mad. Do you feel attacked when someone has an opinion different from your own? I'm just kind of asking you to think about some of these things, Vic. So if you answered yes to several of these things, you could probably benefit from, you know, learning more assertiveness skills. So that really helps. And it's just learning to communicate better. You know, it means that you can express yourself effectively, can stand up for your point of view, and also respect the rights of others, like I said. And here's the deal. knowing kind of where you came from, as you explained to me, I know that being assertive can also help boost your self-esteem. It could also boost others' respect for you. It can help with stress management, especially if you tend to take on too many responsibilities because you have a hard time saying no. And some people are pretty good at being naturally assertive, but if you're not one of them, you can kind of learn these tools. So, you know, it's just don't be passive. And again, I don't know what kind of an environment you were raised in per se, but you said it was very strict and you didn't get a chance to express yourself and all that. And sometimes in an environment like that, we learn to be passive aggressive. Right. So you've got to learn, you know, what the difference is. Assertive versus passive behavior. Don't be passive. Don't be passive aggressive. Don't pull away. Don't shut off because that's your way of handling. I just can't express myself. No. No. You just get to learn how to express yourself in a very healthy manner. And again, you can assess your style. You know, use I statements. Let others know what you're thinking about without sounding accusatory. You can say, oh, I don't really agree with that. Instead of, you're wrong. You don't have to say that. Practice saying no. If you have a hard time turning down requests, try saying, you know, just have a script. You know, I just can't do that right now. Just be direct. And if there's an explanation, you know, I'm overwhelmed with work, keep it brief. You don't have to go into, gosh, you know, because this has been happening and that's been happening. And a lot of people who are people pleasers and don't know how to be assertive have to go into long and drawn out explanations because that's what they had to do growing up. So, yeah, practice just saying, no, not right now. Can't do it. It's okay. It's all good. You can say that lovingly. And like I said, you know, you can write it down. Rehearse what you might want to say. You know, it's kind of challenging to say what you want or think. So you have to practice typical scenarios that you might encounter. Oh, my God, this group's going to ask me out and I just don't want to hang out with them because they're going to think I'm just like, no. So just kind of write down some answers to saying no or speaking how you feel. In a very empathetic and assertive manner. Use your body language, too. Communication isn't just verbal, as you know from me, because I've worked on communication through body language for years. So act confident. Learn how to use positive body, you know, kind of expressions, even if you aren't feeling it. Keep an upright posture. You know, we call it open body positions. Don't cross your legs and hold yourself to protect yourself. Lean forward when you're speaking. Make eye contact. You know, don't do nervous things. Don't wring your hands. Don't use dramatic gestures. Just practice assertive body language. You know, you can read about it. Just Google it. It's really easy. But, you know, it sort of helps. People read us subconsciously, you know, just by looking at the way we approach them with our body. You know, so you just learn about that a little bit, too. That helps. And start small. So you don't have to go, you know, completely the other way. You got to practice your new skills of assertiveness. You know, just evaluate, you know, how you did. And if you really want to work on it, there's a lot of websites to help you out. But also, there are specialists out there, psychologists, therapists, who can teach you how to, you know, be more assertive and learn why you act the way you do. And by the way, it looks to me like here, you know, you really nailed it in terms of how to be more, you know, how can I work through this problem of being suppressed in my environment when I grew up? It looks to me, Vic, like you have a lot of insight here. And good for you. That's really awesome. So I'm really happy for you. And thank you so much for reaching out here on LA Talk Radio to Dr. Michelle on the couch. If you have a question or comment, we have some several comments coming in saying, yeah, assertive's great. And I appreciate that. StraightTalkDoc at gmail.com. So I was just kind of zoning out reading the emails here. Good stuff, guys. Thank you so much for your feedback. I so appreciate it. I want to thank my good friends today who are sponsoring the show. Yeah. Universal Consciousness 1111. It's the networking collective which unites like-minded people through their international events for the unification of mind, body, and spirit. And their events feature inspirational authors, motivational speakers, Zen, yoga, Tai Chi masters, high-frequency music, and other uplifting influencers to help you raise your vibration and attract the joy and peacefulness that you desire in your life. For the next event in your area, you can log on to Universal Consciousness 1111 and also check out their Sacred Geometry line of beautifully designed sports and casual clothing. And in their words, you can wear your high vibration. And I love that because they're really good people. And, you know, they do have a lot of free downloads for you, a lot of links to self-help sites to learn how to meditate and how to practice Zen, if you'd like, and if you're interested, where to find great yoga teachers, things like that. And some good inspirational authors for you to read. You know, they're about giving. That's their consciousness, Universal Consciousness 1111. Check them out. All right, we're moving on, and I'm helping you answer some of your questions and moral dilemmas. We don't have a therapeutic relationship, by the way. I'm not your therapist. I'm just giving you some ideas. And these are based on what has really helped out a lot of people in the past, based on research and also on my years as, you know, being a psychologist and helping people. Just giving you some suggestions, ideas for what sort of makes healthy relationships, behaviors, feelings, thoughts, things like that. And as I always say, you really do need to sort of take care of yourself first, and that way you will be better for other people. When we know who we are, then we're not looking for others to fill us up outside ourselves. There's so many other things outside ourselves to fill us up. I'm going to get a new car, make me feel better about myself. Okay, cool. Great. You can afford it, hopefully. You know, take care of yourself. Be frugal. Be happy. But don't look for it out there. Go within and take care of yourself. Learn more about you. What are your needs? What do you need to fill yourself up? Take care of yourself physically. Exercise, eat well. These are all really important things. You know, meditate is great. A lot of people think meditation is like boring, time-consuming. My mind wanders all the time. You don't have to say om and have a singing bowl next to you to meditate. You can just be quiet and let your mind rest and go to your peaceful places in your mind. Go back to that beach that you love, wherever it may be in the world. Go back to that mountain area that you love and felt peace. In your mind, completely go back there. Embrace it, feel it, love it. Be there. Calm yourself down. Don't forget to breathe. So here we go. I thank you guys so much for emailing me, by the way. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. My partner and I have been married for 4 years. All right. We don't have the best relationship because we didn't work these things out before we got together. We love each other, but we just have a lot of unresolved issues. Can you give us some input as to how to help our relationship? Well, thank you for emailing me. Whoever you are. I don't know that much about what your issues are. You didn't, you know, kind of go into it. And that's fine. That's good. So I'm going to go general too. And I appreciate you reaching out. Things are not working out. You guys have seemingly kind of gone apart from each other. So what I do sometimes when I have couples come in is I have them really think about things, and I ask them to ask themselves these questions and ask their partner these questions. So if you're not saying yes to most of these things, you have to really take a look at your relationship. All right? So here we go. I want you to ask yourself and ask your partner. Do you feel you can be committed to each other through the ups and downs, the good and bad times, whatever those may be for you? Can you still be committed? And I mean it. I mean, we have financial problems. We have stress from family members. We get sick sometimes. We have stuff happens. Can you be committed through those ups and downs? That's really heavy. Are you honest with each other? Oh my God, that's huge. Can you trust that person? Are you interested in learning how to be a better person for your partner? Are you emotionally open to your partner? Are you both open to talk about your family issues? Are you willing to talk openly about your past relationships and experiences you've had and what you've learned from them so your partner can understand you better? This stuff is not about secrets. It's about sharing, especially if you love someone and really want them to get you and vibe with you. Are you and your partner selfless to a certain extent? I mean, are you committed only to your needs being met, or are you also focused on encouraging your partner to meeting their needs? Give and take, give and take. That's what it is. Do you and your partner communicate openly about the future together, about your anxieties, about your fears? You know, just lay it on the table. Be really straight and honest. And do you and your partner want the same things out of life? You really have to define these things too. Okay? Are you patient with your partner? Are you forgiving? Are you a little humble? Do you own stuff? Yeah, I screwed up. I'm going to work on that. You got to own it. Okay? Are you willing to be faithful sexually? That's a biggie. Unless you have an open relationship, then it's all good. Everybody knows where we're all at. And that's cool too, if you're cool with that. But anyway, so these are just some questions to ask yourself and have your partner answer. You know, and if both of you are sort of on the same page here, then yeah, good. Can you do all these things? Did you check most of the boxes? Good for you. Then be that. Be those things. All right, guys, Dr. Michelle here on the couch. Man, it went fast today, didn't it? I don't know about you, but I thank you so much for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. It's been really nice trying to help you out. We don't have a relationship therapeutically, but hey, give you some ideas, suggestions based on what does work a lot of times in the past. All right, thanks for being here on the couch. Stay here on LA Talk Radio for more great shows coming up. And thanks for emailing me. The show, by the way, if you missed some of the segments, will be up in the archives when we get off the air. And all the information about what we talked about will also be there on Friday. Thank you also to Universal Consciousness 1111 for being such a wonderful sponsor. Bless you all, and do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Dr. Michelle Cohen. Bye-bye. Come back here.